taken up to the bottom of the handout. Rabbanan, the Modulele Rabbi Yehuda Bishar Teros Minolan. He said that the Rabbanan are Moda to Rabbi Yehuda that in other Peros, meaning you'll see which kind of Peros, that they hold also that even if it's set aside for food, that you're allowed to drink the juice. It came out by itself. The Tanya Sochtin, Bepagoyin, Bekrishin, Beuzredin, Avaloberimonim. You're allowed to squeeze juice from prunes, Rashi says, Bepagoyin is prunes. Since they're not normally squeezed for their juice. The parishin is a quince, uba uzradin, whatever it is. Labruchai bahachi, the ain kamishum dosh. It's not the normal derech, and therefore it's not considered disha. What comes out is not considered a mashke bachlau. But not rimonim, avaloba rimonim, durchai bahachi, Rashi says. Because that's the normal way people normally squeeze. Pomegranates, for pomegranate juice, and therefore, what's it called? It's awesome. Shall face Menashe bar Menachem, hayusoltim b'rimonim. And in the house of Menashe bar Menachem, they used to squeeze rimonim. Okay. So you see from here that peiros that are what's it called, not normally squeezed for their juices, you're even allowed to squeeze. And even though you're not allowed to squeeze rimonim, what's it called? That's because it's the derech to do that. So there, you see from here, the rabbanan are moda that there are certain fruits that you are allowed to squeeze the chatchila. Sure, you're allowed to drink the juice if it was squeezed, because we're not afraid you're going to come to squeeze it, because even if you squeeze it, it's mutter. V'shal beis menashe Rashi, hoyu regilim lischot rimonim b'chol. During the week, they used to squeeze pomegranate juice. Alma ika desachit lehu hilkuk v'shabbos osir. So you see that it's a normal thing to do. There are people who do it, and therefore on Shabbos it's osir to do. So Mar says, "Mi mai de rabbanan he? Tilma Rabbi Yehuda he? Who says this price is the rabbanan? Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. He's the one who holds mutter. And Yechonami the chachamim hold it's osir." Mar says, "V'tahavi nomi Rabbi Yehuda. Even if it's Rabbi Yehuda, it's a question." Amar the Shamas Rabbi Yehuda Yotzu Me'atzman, soaked in the Chatchila Mishamisle. Even as Rabbi Yehuda, you have to understand what the Braisa says, and then we'll see that the Melech, even according to the Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Yehuda only said that juice that came out by itself, if the thing was set aside for eating, you're allowed to drink it. He never said you're allowed to squeeze it to begin with. Right. What do you have to say in explaining this Braisa? Kivan Dalab B'nei Shchita Ninu Afilu L'Chatchila. Right, since they're not things that normally are squeezed for their juices, even the chatchila you're allowed to squeeze it. So then, afilu teimer rabbanan, kiven lab nei shchitan inu afilu chatchila, shma mino rabbanan hi. And therefore, that svara is even according to the rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbanan only argue in things that are normally squeezed, whether if you set them aside for food and not for lashka, whether the juice that came out is mutter, are you afraid he's going to squeeze it or not? But that's only in things that are also to squeeze. Because things that are mutter to squeeze, everybody agrees. So you see, even the Rabbanan hold that there are fruits that you're allowed to squeeze. And because of that, you're allowed to drink the juice too, even if it came out by itself. So Mara says, Elamai Islach Lameimar, Rashi, L'Rabbi Yehuda, Kivan D'Lab B'nei Shchita, V'chihechi D'L'Rabbi Yehuda Shori L'Chatchila Mehai Taima Mehashva Filu Tem Rabbanan V'Shori L'Mehai Taima. Since you have to say in Rabbi Yehuda this extra point, that there are fruits that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're allowed to squeeze L'Chatchila, so Memeli, that same story applies to the Rabbanan. They only argue by fruits that you're not allowed to squeeze. There's a machlokas whether we're afraid you're going to come to squeeze them or not. But what's it called? But fruits that there are fruits that you're allowed to squeeze, that holds according to everybody. Okay, so Mara says, Shall base Menashe bar Menachem hayusochtim brimonim. That in the house of Menashe bar Menachem, during the week, they used to squeeze rimonim regularly. So you see from there that it's normal to squeeze rimonim, and therefore it's also to squeeze it on Shabbos. Omer of Nachman, halachic shall be Menashe bar Menachem. Halach is like that. that it's also to squeeze Rimonim, like they squeeze Rimonim in the house of Bar Menashe. Omer Rava Rav Nachman, Menashe v'Menachem Tanu, right? Menashe v'Menachem didn't paskin anything, he just squeezed pomegranates. I mean, halacha is like him, right? What's the halacha like him? He didn't say anything, we're just bringing a proof from him that he used to squeeze pomegranates. He wasn't a Tana, right? He was just a pomegranate squeezer. So what's it called? What kind of raya? The halacha is like him. The chite mahalacha ki hai tana de sover lo kishol menashe b'menachem. If you mean to say that the halacha is like the tana who brings a raya from menashe b'menachem, that's what you meant to say. We from the sover k'menashe b'menachem halacha kamosa. Just because he held that what menashe b'menachem did was normal, the halacha is like that. Menashe b'menachem haviruba di alma. Right, just because in one household they used to squeeze pomegranates, that's a raya that everybody does it. Right, he's seen most of the world Menashe v'Menachem. Mara says, if there are certain people who do it, that makes it normal. Disnan hamakayim kotzim bekerim. If a person has a kerim and he preserves thorns in the kerim, okay, so that's like that's kilai hakerim. Because not only planting things in a kerem, but if you preserve what's planted already, is also kilaya kerem. So preserving coaching the kerem, your what's it called, is Rebbe Lezer Omer Kiddush. Rebbe Lezer says it's kilaya kerem. It's aser. The chacham omer in a mekadosh. And the chacham hold no, coaching are not edible basically, and therefore what's it called, they're not kilaya kerem. The only thing that, what's it called, that makes kilaya kerem is something that people normally preserve and grow intentionally. But kotzim don't grow intentionally. There's something to grow wild. Nobody plants kotzim or preserves them and prunes them or whatever to keep them going. The other Rabbi Chanina, my time of the Belezer, so that's the case. What's the reason of Belezer? Right? It's true. Kotzim are wild things. They're weeds. Weeds are not kilaya kerem, right? Nobody plants weeds or preserves weeds on purpose. So why does Rebbe Lezer say that it's kilaya kerem? Shekein baravya mekaymin kotzi sados ligmalehem. In Arabia, they have camels, and camels eat kotzim, so they cultivate kotzim. So something that's cultivated is aser b'kilaya kerem. And since there's a place in the world where they cultivate kotzim, then everywhere it's also to cultivate kotzim. So Moshe says, midi iri. Daravia asra, hocha botla daite, it's a koladam. Aravia is a whole country. So if there's a country in the world where they are mekayim kotzim, that makes it normal over the whole world, even though in the whole world they don't do that. But here, what's it called? Since there's a place that does it, and Pashtus, we'll see, Tosus says that, not here, but what's it called? Somewhere else. That we had that in a country where they have camels, if everybody would have camels, they also would cultivate kotzim as camel food. Except not most people have camels to the degree that they have in Arabia. But if they would have camels, then they would, what's it called? They would cultivate kotzim too. So therefore, it becomes normal for everywhere. Because it's the only reason people don't cultivate it here is because they don't have camels. But it's a normal thing to cultivate, especially if you have camels. And even if you don't have camels, it still becomes normal. Masha'inke, just because one person does it, right, one family does it, doesn't make it, what's it called, normal for everybody else. Okay, well, if we have time, we'll go into some of the details here. But here, botla daito, it's a kolodon. So because one meshugana presses pomegranates, right, nobody else does it, so he botla daito. So his, what's it called, his das is bottled. He's doing something unusual. It doesn't become usual because some meshugana does it. Elahainu taimukad Rav Chisda. Now the reason the tan of Beis Menashe is called Rav Chisda. Dom Rav Chisda, tardin shesochton, the nosnon b'mikva, poslan is ha-mikva, b'shinu imar. Okay, the halacha is like this. A mikva that is not complete. So if you pour drawn water in it, doesn't have 40 salt. If you pour drawn water, even 3 lugin of water, it passes the mikveh. Okay? It's drawn water passes a mikveh that's not full, b'shlosha lugin. If the mikveh is full, then any water you pour into it becomes bottled to the mikveh and becomes mei mikveh. So water that's drawn water can't passel a mikveh that's full. Masha ein kein, what's it called, other things that are not water, don't passel a mikveh. If you pour them into the mikveh, even if you have three lugim or whatever, even if the mikveh is not full, they don't passel the mikveh, but they don't make the mikveh kosher either. In other words, if you have a wine and you pour it into a mikveh that's missing a saw of water, and you put in a saw of wine, the mikveh doesn't become kosher, but it's not possible either. And if you put more rainwater in, the mikveh will be kosher. When does wine or any other beverage passel the mikveh? When it changes its color. And that passes is even if the mikveh is full. But if you put in other liquids that change the color of the mikveh, and there's no longer 40 saw that look like water, then it's possible. So the Rav Chisda said, if you squeeze spinach, I don't know if tardim is really spinach, whatever it is, turnips, what do they say tardim is?
Beets.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense because they're red. Okay, they have a color. So if you squeeze beets, I mean today tared is beets or something different, but in any case, okay, makes sense. If you squeeze beets, so you have this red color, v'nosim b'mikveh, posen samikveh shini mara. And if the water of the mikveh turns red, and there's not 40 saw of water that looks like water, it's possible. V'hala b'nei shchita ninu, nobody squeezed beet juice. You don't squeeze it, you cook it, but you don't squeeze beets for their juice. Elamai yislach l'meimer, kivan da'ach shevinu, havilu mashkin. Pachinami, kivan da'ach shevinu, havilu mashkin. Now, what's it called? The Rimonim, enochinami, they're not really a mashka. But if somebody on purpose squeezes the mashka out, his intention makes it a mashka. That's what it means. If somebody does this on purpose, even though normally it's not done, but the fact that you did it makes it a mashka. Vaharaya, squeezing beets, right? Now the Gemara thinks that unless it's a mashka, it's not going to passel the mikveh. If something's not a mashka, then it's not important enough to passel the mikveh. But if it's a mashka and it changes the color of the mikveh, then it's possible. So here you see that even though beets are not normally squeezed, but if somebody does it on purpose, he squeezes the beet juice on purpose, it becomes a mashke and it passes a mikveh. Rav Papa says, no, that's not the reason why it passes the mikveh. Mishum dehavi dover she'ein osim imenu mikveh dechatchila. V'chol dover she'ein osim imenu mikveh dechatchila posos hamikveh shini mara. The reason is not because since you intended to squeeze it, it becomes a mashka, and because it's a mashka, it passes the mikveh. You don't need a mashka to pass the mikveh, Rav Papa says. It's enough that as long as it's something that you can't make a mikveh out of it, you can't make a mikveh out of beet juice. So anything that you can't make a mikveh out of that thing passes the mikveh if it changes its color. It doesn't have to be a mashka. So therefore, Rav Papa holds that even if you squeeze these things on purpose, the Gabi Shabbos, they don't become a mashka, mamela, there's no adisha. So even though B'nai Menashe did it on purpose, there's no raya that it becomes a mashka, even for them. Okay, Rashi. Menashe Tanahu, Bitmia, the Chi'iu Polig, he's the one who argues, the Meimer de B'Shabbos Osir. The Tema Hilchas or Kavase, the name Menashe didn't argue, they just squeezed pomegranates during the week. We just brought a raya from B'nai Menashe that they squeezed pomegranates, that the Tano holds that squeezing pomegranates is also because of that. So you can't paskin like B'nai Menashe. The Chitema Hada Omer Halacha Kishel Beis Menashe Hachikomer. Halacha ki haitana de osa brimonim hoil the koi menashe kavase de sochtim rimonim bechol alma b'nei schita ninu. Right? The halacha is like the Tana who brings the raya from b'nei menashe. Havi ruba the almas, where it says, what's the raya? Right? De mishum ihu lechudei nashve derech rimonim neschita. Because it's one family that squeezes rimonim, all of a sudden it becomes the derech and the whole world to squeeze rimonim. Where it says, yeah. Kotsim. If you preserve, cultivate, thorns, you're over on Kilaya Kerem. Even though normally people don't cultivate thorns, but Mekadesh HaSatzvua Mishum Kilayim, Dizriyahu, that's considered a plant. that aser is what's it called, the geffen and the plant itself. Since in Arabia they cultivate thorns, it's considered normal to cultivate thorns, and therefore it becomes kilai. Asrohu. The chashivus d'rabim havi chashivusa. Since it's a whole country, right? The fact that in one country they do it, that makes it choshev everywhere else. Hachachad gavra lechuvitz, one family. Name of batla daito. So here, one because one meshugan doesn't make it the derech for everyone else. Elahainu tamad Rav Nachman, d'omar halacha ain't so. And so, what's the reason of Rav Nachman that he says that you can't squeeze rimonim? Not because it's the derech to do it by everybody, just because by one family they did it. Rav Chisda, afagav deli amalo choshev, even though ain't chanami for normal people. Rimonim are not choshev, and they don't squeeze rimonim for their juices. Kiven da achshiv ihu haveli dide mashka, in any place like B'nai Menashe, a family or a person that normally squeezes this, so when he squeezes it, it becomes what's it called the derech for him. V'hachim eforesh av nachal b'ray said leil, sochtim b'pagoyim b'prishin l'masik ha'pri. Now he explains it differently. Rashi learns completely different pshat now from what we had before. That since if you now the Rav Nachman holds, if you squeeze a pre for its juice, for you it becomes normal, and you're machshav it, and it's also. That means if you squeeze watermelon, it's also for you. So then, what's the Brisa say before? We said before that if you squeeze watermelons or prunes, it's okay, right? How now we're saying no. Anybody who squeezes something for its juice is not okay. You're machshav it. So therefore, we have to learn different pshat. Rashi says. Brisa before the Rav Nachman learned like this: Sochtim b'pagoyim v'prishim l'masei kapri. You're not squeezing it for the juice. You have watermelon; it's too watery. You like drier watermelon. So you squeeze some of the juice out of the watermelon, not because you want watermelon juice, because you want drier watermelons. That's mutter. Okay. V'lo l'tzorech hamashka, because then you're not machshiv the mashka. You don't want the mashka. You just want it to get out of the watermelon. But if you squeeze it because you want watermelon juice, then that's awesome. Avaloba rimonim, but rimonim afilu lamaskan. There, even if you don't want the pomegranate juice, you just want, what's it called, to make the pomegranate less watery, right? Why? The shell based menashe, how you soaked in bechol, it's sorech mashka. Because there are people who normally squeeze rimonim for the sake of the juice, not to make the pomegranate less watery. Hilkach b'Shabbos ofser afilu l'masik. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's ofser not only to squeeze for the juice, because to squeeze for the juice, everything's ofser. Because once you squeeze it for the juice, you're machshav that juice. But it's even ofser to squeeze it to make the pomegranate less watery. Hoil v'ik echad de'ovid l'shem mashka, since there are people who squeeze it for the mashka, v'lo mishum d'menashe ruba v'yama, not because it makes it the derech for everywhere. Because it's always awesome to mashka. Anybody who intends to squeeze the mashka, for him it's chashev, and it's awesome. And since there are people who do it, we're afraid that if we let you do it to squeeze out the pomegranate juice, to make the pomegranate less watery, you'll come to do it also for the mashka. Because there are people who do that. So it's a reasonable chash that you may do it too, because there are other people who do it. And if you do it, you're chayiv not because of B'nai Menashe, you're chayiv because you consider that juice important. Kiva diyu mechashiv lei havi mashke, umechayiv. Aval b'pagoyin leka lemechash. But when it comes to prunes or watermelon, nobody squeezes that for the juice. The only reason anybody ever squeezes it is to make it less watery. They ain't other most so the mashke, melez on the bichoshish. We'll let you do it to make the watermelon less watery, because we're not afraid you're going to do it for the watermelon juice, because nobody does it for the watermelon juice. That's how Rashi learns here. B'shinui mara, lo b'shloshes lugin. Not like with three lugin, that what's it called, like water, drawn water. D'lo huskru shalosh lugin ele b'mayim shuvin. The only thing that three lugin passels is mayim shuvin, is drawn water, and only in a mikveh that's not full. Aval shar mashkin lo pasle elim ke nishtana mara hamikvah yedeh. But other things besides water only pass la mikveh if it changes the color of the mikveh. Rav Papa Amar Taima de Tardin Lav Mishum Chashivusa Dachshevinuhu Ula Olam Lav Mashkeninu. Mars has no proof from there. It's not that if you squeeze something, you're machshev and it becomes a mashke, and therefore the beet juice becomes a mashkin, passes the mikveh. Because you, even though normal people don't squeeze beet juice, if you do it, that becomes choshev for you. That's not the reason. Because anything that you can't make a mikveh with, that's not water or snow or hail, that's basically water, right? You could make a mikveh with those things, then it passes with three lugim, but mashenkin, anything else that you can't make a mikveh with, passes a mikveh b'shinui mara, even if it's not a mashke. So beet juice doesn't have to be a mashke to pass a mikveh. Let's go on. Tznan hasam, nofel letocho yayin o chometz, umohel, b'shinui mara of pasal. Now we're going to see if that's true. Right? Is something that's not a mashke, but you can't make a mikveh with it, pasal a mikveh, if it changes the color. Okay, that's what Rav Papa is saying. Okay? So we have a mission that says that if wine or vinegar or oil, the mochel is the beginning. We'll see. There's three kinds of mochel, but it's olive. It's oil that comes from the olives. Posel samikveh shini. If it changes the color of the mikveh, then it's pasul. Vishin mochel. V'nafal tocha yain uchomutz mochel v'shini mara pasul. Man tana de mochel mashkehu, who holds a mochel as a mashke? Now we're going back and saying, you see, you need, what's it called, a mashke to pass the mikveh. Who says that mochel is a mashke? Omer Abaye, Rabbi Yaakov, the Tanya, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, mochel harehu kemashke. The oil that oozes out of the olive, not when it's pressed, is considered mashke. Umatam omru mochel hayotze betchila tohar, and even though mochel again is olive oil that's not pressed, it's the beginning liquid that oozes out of the olive. You see, there's other things that's called mochel too, but the beginning one that comes out, people don't want to keep. What you do is normally, well, let's see the Rashi, because Rashi explains the three kinds of mochel. Nafla tocho shel mikveh, yayin o chometz o mochel, v'hu kemin mayim. Mochel is like water. It's not water, but it's, in other words, it's more like water than like oil. It's the liquid that oozes out of the olive before you press it. The zav min hazesim. It oozes out of the olives by itself. The gimel minim yeshbo. There's three kinds of mochel. First thing you do is you put all the olives into a big vat and you let them get heated up over there, not with heat, by themselves, their own natural heat. And this way they get soft, they start not rot, but they start to get soft. They're all, what's it called? The olives are left there in a big vat for a while. And then, because of their own natural pressure, some of the liquid oozes out of the olives. That's called mochel. V'hut solul kamayim. It's clear as water. U'la'achar sh'ombu yomim v'doch guzetzeh. After they're there for many, many days, and they pressure one on top of the other, chozer mochel lazubehem, more mochel comes out. V'hu karav lios k'shemen. That mochel already, since the olives are very soft, and there's a lot of pressure, it's already looks like oil. Right, the stuff that oozes out is not clear like water; it's more oily. La'achas she'otzon lahotzi shama beisabad. After they're squeezed, right, and pressed in the beisabad, u'mishdahe atapuach shel gefes ba'kolim shu oved bohem the beisabad chozer mochel v'zav mehen. After you squeeze out all the oil, what's left is also called mochel. You leave it there, and the final liquid oozes out of them. That's also called mochel. So there's three kinds of mochel. There's the first mochel that's really almost like a watery substance, and that nobody saves. That just goes to waste. Then there's the second one that after many days, it's already much softer, and the pressure of the olive starts squeezing out what looks like oil. Then you squeeze the oil out, and what's left also oozes. The refuse oozes. That's also called mochel. So man tana de mochel mashke, hu kasolka daitach, de ein mikve nifzel ali de mashke. Now we're going back to our original thought that a mikve can only be pasul, even b'shinui mara, only if a mashke falls into it. Vafila b'shinimara, it won't be possible except with a mashka. So who considers mochel a mashka? That if it changed the color of a mikveh, it's possible. B'tchila, b'tchilas tinosim shal zeisim. Right? So Rashi says, so what's the reason that the first mochel is not metame, it's not machsher, it's not considered olive oil, right? B'tchilas tinosim shal zeisim. That the reason is because it goes to waste. Nobody wants it. But not because it's not a mashka. It's even a mashka there, but it's a mashka that nobody wants. And therefore, in order for something to be machsher, it has to be baratz, like we had with the milk before. Okay. Reb Shimon Omer, mochel eino kamashka. Reb Shimon says, no, mochel is not a mashka at all. None of it. No mochel is considered olive oil, it's a mashka. And it's not machsher. Umatam omru mochel hayotze mi'ikul be'sabad tomei. Why is the mochel that comes after you squeeze the olives, and we said that the remainder squeezes out by itself, oozes out by itself, and that's called mochel. Why is that metame? Why is that machsher? Because there it's impossible that there isn't some shemen mixed in. Since the shemen was squeezed, not all the shemen comes out, and now what oozes out is part of the shemen. Okay? So the Gemara says, "My binayu, what's the difference between them? Lamaisa, if it's a mashka or it's a mashka because there's shemen in it, what's the difference? Lamaisa, now we're saying that there can't have mochel that doesn't have shemen, and if whether mochel's a mashka itself or it's a mashka because there's shemen mixed in, what difference does it make? It's still machsher. It could be nayu de osi baser itzta, right? It came after you the middle one. Let's see Rashi, miku beisabat." Right? If you came already from the time that you were squeezing, you already put the big boards to press the pressing boards on the olives, then the mochel that comes out by itself is also considered a machsher. Okay, not because it's a mashke, but because it's impossible. Now there shouldn't be some olive oil mixed in. So Mar says, might be naive, but might plige. Everybody holds the one that comes out at the beginning is tahar because even if it's a mashka, nobody wants it. So it's not baratza. And the other one holds not a mashka. And everybody holds that the mochel that comes out in the end, right, after you squeeze the olives, is either a mashka or it's machsher because there's olive oil mixed in. And that's a machsher. Even though the mochel itself is not a mashka, but it's impossible to have this mochel without some olive oil. Okay? So what's an afkamina? Everybody holds its machsher in the last case, and it's not machsher in the first case. What's the difference, what the reason is? Where it says the difference would be, be'ezah mochel nechlechu, so what's the word of the machlokas? The lamar havi mashka, the tamei lamar lo havi mashka, the tar. Right. Where's the case where one holds it's a mashka and it's tamei, and one holds it that's machsher, and the other one holds that it's not a mashka and it's not metamei? The osi baser itzta la'achar she'schilu l'ischamim v'dochku zed zev v'nishtoa komer yomim. The middle level, where you haven't squeezed the olives yet, but they've remained there a long time and gotten soft, and therefore something oozes out of them that's more oily. So the one who holds it's not a mashka, it's not machsher. And the one who holds that is a mashka is machsher. And there, it's possible to have mochel without any olive oil. Not real olive oil is mixed in. It's only the real olive oil is mixed in after it's been pressed. But before it's been pressed, then you know, we don't say that. It's impossible to have mochel without olive oil. It's possible to have mochel without olive oil. And therefore, the one who holds that mochel itself is not a mashka, it's not machsher, because there's no olive oil mixed in. And the one who holds it is a mashka by itself holds it is machsher. Rava Omar, Mishum David Dover, Shein Osim Henu Mikvah, Uposal Samikvah Shinimara. Rava says, no, this whole concept that you need it to be a mashka is not true. You don't need a mashka to pasal a mikvah, what's it called, Vishinuimara. Even if it's not a mashka, as long as it's something you can't make a mikvah with, pasal's a mikvah Vishinimara. Okay. Rava Omar, Kamaisa Diktani, Mochel, Posal Mikvah, Divrei HaKolhu. Right, the one who holds it mochel pasul mikvah goes according to everybody, not dafka according to the one who holds it mochel is a mashka. You don't need a mashka, like we said before. Okay, let's go on. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel. Shochet Adam Eshko Shel Anavim L'toch HaKedera Aval Lo L'tech HaKa'ar. Okay, new halacha. You're allowed to squeeze what's it called? What?
Cluster
of grapes into food. Kedera is a pot with food in it. Aval Lo L'toch HaKa'ar, but not into a plate where there's no food. That's Pashtus, that's the difference. We'll see, not today, but tomorrow we'll stumble into some of the details. What's it called? That the difference between a kedera and a ka'ara is not the kalim, but what's in it. In a kedera is food, so you're squeezing it into food. In a ka'ara is an empty plate. There's no food in it. You're squeezing it into the plate. So to squeeze grapes into food is okay, but to squeeze grapes into a plate, where the liquid collects by itself, that's not okay. Omer Rav Chisda, Midivra Rabbeinu Nilmad, Chol Leiv Adam Eiz, L'toch HaKedera, V'lo L'toch HaKar. According to Rav Chisda, we could learn, Rav Chisda said, from Shmuel, we can learn that you can milk a goat into food, but not into an empty plate. Same idea. What's the issue of squeezing fruit? Disha. It's mefarik. Same thing. What's it called? Milking a cow or a goat is the same issue. You're taking your liquid, separating it from the solid, which is the animal, and into food is okay, because you never separated, the liquid never became a liquid. You separated food from food. The liquid went directly into food, it's food. So separating food from food is fine. But separating, what's it called, a solid from a liquid, where it remained a liquid from a solid, where it remained a liquid, that's not okay. So if you squeeze grape juice into food, it never became juice. Because as soon as it hit the food, it's food. Masha ain kein, therefore you're separating food from food. That's okay, that's not disha. Disha is not food from food. It's either edible food from husks or liquid from a solid. But a solid from a solid where both of them are edible, that's not what's it called, that's not called disha. We'll see how the A's is edible. L'chor Shabbos, you can't check the A's, so it's not food. So we'll see the machlokas, whether it's talking about Shabbos or talking about Yontif only. Yontif, it's not food, you can check it. We'll see the machlokas, whether it's talking Dafka on Yontif or even on Shabbos. Alma Kesover Mashka Bola Ochel Ochel. Right? That he holds that what's it called? We see that the reasoning behind it is that a liquid that immediately goes into food is not considered liquid. It's considered a solid. It's considered food. Masiv Rami Barchama, Zav Shechole Vesoez. So we'll see that maybe that's not the case. That a liquid, even if it's squeezed into a solid directly, still has a din of a liquid. Where do you have that? A Zav who is milking a goat. Hachalav tummy. So the chalav is tummy. Okay? So Rashi says, v'toch hakedera shel tavshim, where there's food in the pot. V'sakno. You're putting this liquid in to what's it called? To add something to the taste or whatever to the salad. The mucha milsa de lav lamashka boiler. You don't want it as a drink. You want it as a enhancer of the food. This is not mefarik. This is not dosh. Dosh is taking one thing from a different kind of thing. Food from a husk. Liquid from a solid. But solid from a solid, where both of them are edible, that's not dosh. Because in a ka'ara, sometimes you want it just for the mashka. There's no food in there. And even though people don't drink out of a plate, so it's not the normal way of collecting liquid for drinking, since there's no food in it, right? Even though your intention is you may want to pour it into the food later, but lamaisa right now, people don't drink from that, right? So it's not muchach that is for a drink, but on the other hand, it's not muchach that is for food either, because there's no food in the thing. Alma medikomer sochet l'toch hakdera k'sover ha'chol. It's that ochel, l'toch ochel is motor. Mashka, the habol l'toch ochel is considered an ochel. So now the Gemara says, is that really true? Hacholav tamei shazav mitamei kol dover b'masa vari heset hakiluach v'lo kemiflegi be'lotoch hakadeir l'lotoch hakos. Right? It says that what's it called if you azav is what's it called milking a goat, and so the chalav is tamei, and it doesn't make a difference whether you milked it into food or you milked it into an empty plate. It's still tamei. The chara, why should it be tamei if it's a mashke? So then what's it called? V'i omras mashke habola ochlin ochel hu v'mayis kasha. What was machshir this food, right? If the milk is considered a liquid, then the zav is matami the liquid, and it becomes it's tami. But if it's a solid, if it's considered a solid, considered food, it needs another liquid. One of the it's not a mashka, so it needs a mashka to be machshir. Solid food isn't makabel tuma unless one of these mashkim came on it. Which mashka came on it, right? There's no mashka over here. So Mar says, no, there is. Kedom Rav Yochanan, betipa hamuchleches al pi hadad. Hachinami betipa hamuchleches al pi hadad. That part of the milk isn't going to go into the food. When you milk a goat, so the initial few drops of milk, you want to cover the udders of the goat to make, what's it called, the rest of the milk come out easier. So that doesn't go into the food. That remains as a mashka. And that little bit is machsher, the other milk, which tak is not a mashka, it's a food. But it needs hechsher, that little bit is machsher, the rest of it. So if enochanami, if there be no milk that stays behind for a purpose of a mashka, then the milk that goes into the food is considered food and there be no hechsher. But here, the hechsher is from the few drops that stay behind in order to oil the udders. Rashi. I amas ochel hu ha'ein ochel makabel tuma shlo behechsher. Umbahai v'mayis kasher. If you consider the milk food, not drink, then it needs other mashke to be machsher it to be makabel tuma. Food without a hechsher is not makabel tuma. And this is, milk is not considered a mashke, it's food. So what's with machsher it? Kedam Rabbi Yochanan Seches Krisis Gabi Ha'ishi Shenot Ev Cholav Midodeho. Rabbi Yochanan said this to Gabi another case. V'tipa Muchleches Al Pi Hadad Tipa Rishon Melachleches Ba Pi Hadad B'das V'nocha Licholiv. Right, the first drops of milk that come out, you don't want to separate. You want them to stay on the udder and oil it up. V'ahi Havi Mashka. That's Mashka, because that's not going into food. Kistam cholav to lola ochel boiling. You don't want it for the food. You want that mashka to stay a liquid where it is. So therefore, what's it called? That's what's machshir. It's enochanami. Cholav that's going to go into food is considered food. So where's the hechsher? The hechsher is from the cholav that's not going to go into the food. That first bit that you want to stay there to oil up the udders.